we're going to talk about something that can have an enormous impact, okay? If we can get this right, it has the potential to be one of the most strategic things that we can do. Actually, I'm going to say it will be the most strategic thing that we can do to change our cities, to change our country. Okay, Jody and I actually honestly believe this, that if we can get this one thing right, that it will do more for changing our communities, more for changing our nation than anything else that we could do. And obviously, if we share our faith with people and people respond to that good news, that will make a difference. But the reason that they'll listen to us, okay, the reason that they're going to listen to us is going to be if we can get this one thing right or not. Jesus said, the ongoing mark of being one of his followers, okay, the way that people are going to know that we are associated with him is what? The way we love one another, right? The way we deal relationally to one another. And there is no greater human relationship, there's no greater human commitment than the marriage relationship. Okay, and when we have marital success, it offers us an ongoing opportunity to share the source of that success. Am I right? It's been said that when a newlywed couple is smiling, everybody knows why. We know why they're smiling, right? But when a couple that's been married 15, 20, 25 years is smiling, everybody wonders how. Right? So it gives us an opportunity to share the source of that success. Okay, so you can begin to see where we're going tonight on the importance of this. And so we want to take you forward for a moment. Put on your imagination with me. Imagine that if just in this room we really began to understand the priority of marriage. And we begin to apply and we begin to live in a focused manner the principles that God tells us and teaches us about relationships. Imagine that in a world that loves an expert opinion and that when we want information, we just Google it, okay? Imagine if when people wanted to know how to make a relationship work, that they thought about you, okay? And they thought about you, and they thought about you. Imagine that. And imagine that because they thought about you, and because your response to every single question that they have about how in the world is your life so different that you can make your relationship work, that you had the opportunity to take them back to the God who loves them, okay? And to the God that wants to redeem their life. To the one who, no matter where they've been, wants their marriage to be more than they ever dreamed. Everything and more. Imagine that for a moment. Okay, that's why we're here. And that's why we want you to understand the priority of marriage. And we believe that that's what God wants us to do. Because he wants that for everybody's marriage.
Amen. In John 17, Jesus said, "Father, I pray that they would be one as you are in me and I am in you, that the world might believe that you sent me." What Jesus is saying here is that the degree to which we are united will impact the level of people's belief in God and that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus said that the way we relate to one another will be the primary means through which the world knows that we truly have a relationship with Jesus Christ. The more we are united in our marriages, the easier it is to witness to our neighbors, to our friends, and to the world all around us. Now, we've had the privilege to meet Matt and Holly Perry, and if you haven't met them yet, make sure you introduce yourselves tonight to them. In the past month, we've had the privilege of having dinner and lunch with them and getting to know them, and what stood out to me was the love that they have for one another, and they're just so in love still, and I just want to know their secret. So Matt and Holly, would you mind coming up here, and I asked them to share just a short testimony. You know, how long they've been married, I know they have four beautiful children, and been in ministry for a while, so thank you guys.
Well, my name is Matt, and this is my wife, Holly. I always like to tell people we have been dating for 21 years, but we've been married for 16 of them. And so I think a little bit the secret to our success is that fact alone, is the dating process, pursuing. I think I pursue her more now that we're married now than I did when we were dating, and it's actually paid big dividends. And so we've had a great couple of experiences with our neighbor. Just people don't think that after being together that long that you can still be happy. Like when we ride in my truck, I have one truck that, you know, it sits up. You always know the people have been married a long time because they sit apart. I still raise the thing up and pull her close. You know the people that are just married, because there's two in the back of that truck right there. You can see their heads. But the ones that have been married a long time are typically apart in the sea. I still pick it up, move her on over. And so just like we did when we were 16 years old. I met Holly when I gave my heart to Christ. It was really interesting because we went to church for a while together. And then she was just kind of ignoring me. And I went so I could sit next to her, you know, 16 years
old. I always saved him a seat. That was really loud.
Right.
I always saved him a seat. I wasn't completely ignoring him.
What's really neat is the day I got born again, I always say God gave me a new life, and he also gave me my wife on the same day because we have been together.
Because I was waiting for him to get saved so I could ask him out.
Okay. So that day she said, hey, let's go celebrate your new life in Christ and go to McDonald's and get a slurp.
Big spender.
Whatever. Big spender, yeah. Still am. McDonald's is not a dating house. And so, but anyway, so we've been together since I was 16 years old, you know, off and on through college, and I went to Oklahoma, and she went to Missouri, and this and that, but we made it last, and we got married when we were 22 and 23 years old. And so, go ahead, pick it up.
The story that Jody asked me to share was about our neighbor. We share a driveway with a bachelor who I could tell you for hours the reasons that I love having this man as a neighbor. He is the best neighbor anyone could ever hope for, which is really wonderful because I have four small children who always have balls in his yard
My son shot his house with a paintball gun last week.
Thankfully, he was in California and we could put the ladder up and scrub his eaves while he wasn't home. But he's a fabulous neighbor. But he's a bachelor. Like I told you, he's probably, I don't know, 55 or so. And he's been married and he has two sons that are almost through college. And he has, he's just done with women. And I wish I could explain to you how close our houses are. We actually share part of our driveway. So you drive into my house or you drive into his house, but the first 100 feet, it's all the same. Not 100 feet, 20 feet. And so he's always in our lives. You know, when I'm out with the kids, he's there. Whenever he's outside, we are there. And so we were running late for church. Or early for church because we can never get service times right. And Matt had left with whomever, and I was getting whomever into the other car. And he stopped me and he said, oh, I wanted to tell you that I was watching Matt out with the boys the other day, and it was the cutest thing. And he told me this little story about the boys and Matt. And I said, I know, isn't he so great? And all of a sudden, Mark, my neighbor, is looking at me like, he's actually got his head tilted and everything. And his eyes are cocked a little bit, and I'm thinking, shut up now, you know. But I'm, like, dribbling about, I know, he's so great, you know. It was just silly. And he stops me and said, not you have rocks in your head, what's the matter with you? But he said, yes, there's... And then he just stopped a sentence and walked away.
Well, about two Sundays later, I was by myself, miracle of miracles, and all five of them had left before me, and I was leisurely walking out to the truck, and he was out there again, and he stopped me again and said, I was watching, and he complimented me on something that one of the kids had done, and I said, thank you so much. You know, they see their dad, and somehow I brought it back around to Matt. They see their dad do that all the time, and he's so great about that, and blah, 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 he's so great. And then Mark says to me, he says, this is ridiculous. How long have you been married? And I told him, and he was like, yeah, I don't know what that's about. But it struck me that he was really watching, you know, and when it was not intentional, I didn't mean to be love-struck and googly-eyed and gushy, when I had spoken back to him both of those times, but it just kind of happened, and I thought, Jesus, if you can use any of that to show him love for you, to show him that it's you, because he knows that I was on my way to church. We talked to him about Jesus all the time. Miley, the other day after Easter Sunday, he was out on the way home from that service. She had colored two pictures in church and went running over to give him one, you know, that was, he is risen, and the scripture on the bottom. And so there's no secret about us loving Jesus in our house, and we talk to him all the time about that. And I hope that what you're saying is working in his life with us.